We are back with Roger Dunn. He is the marketing manager for XP Trading in Laos.
Yes.
That's where the headquarters is. Tell us, what is XP Trading?
XP Trading is a very unique company. When you have a lot of missionary efforts, and they have an awful lot of aid money that comes into Laos, I can tell you that it's a least developed nation. It's one of the poorest nations in the world. Their economy, it's just really hard for people to make a living. 80% of the people are farmers. Of those people, the average farmer makes about $600 to $700 a year. Mm. Many of the children have to leave the villages to even make a living. And they end up going where they think they're getting an opportunity. Many of them end up getting trafficked because somebody fools them, and they'll just take them away. But what XP Trading does differently, whereas a lot of companies, they'll come in and they'll build this big entity up over here or this one over here, and then it gets abandoned. Because unlike America, where there's a market for everything, you know, if you open a trucking company, well, there's all kinds of things to truck. Mm-hmm. If you, for example, we were just given by the government the opportunity to take over an $8.5 million slaughterhouse that had never been opened because there wasn't really anything to slaughter. They built it. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. But then they didn't have a market. Where are they going to get the animals to bring through it? Mm-hmm. XP Trading, as an agricultural firm, tries to bring each aspect of that market together. We look at it as, when I try and explain it to the government, which I get a chance to talk to a lot, we explain it as the fact that we're all of the links in the economic development chain all at once. Mm. We don't have them all built, but we show them what we're doing. And part of what my job is to help build all of those. Right now we have XP Pork, and we have sows, and we raise little piglets, and our facility would match anything in America. It's still not paid for completely. We have XP Mill, where we have built what's equivalent to almost a $2 million mill for about $600,000 with a lot of donated American stuff. A lot of silos were torn down over here by Iowa farmers and then shipped over there, put back up, and that's what we use for a lot of the harvest centers too. But it's that mill produces now quality feed for those pigs using Lao corn. So we help farmers. We have XP Aquatic. And right now we're currently producing about 500,000 fingerling tilapia a month. Mm-hmm. We want to get that to 2 million. But then we also take those out to the farmers and out to the rural areas. We teach them how to raise the fish, and we want to teach them how to raise the piglets. I get to set up a cattle farming in the future, so I have to do things that I don't know what I'm doing, but we need to get good quality cattle. We need to get dairy. We need all the different aspects. So we're building each of those divisions. The fact that God allowed us to have this slaughterhouse, it was already in our plans. And then all of a sudden they just give this to us.
Wow. God provides in mm-hmm. such unique ways and often surprises us, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean for that family living in the village? What does that mean for them?
Well, if we can bring a harvest center into the village, which is one of the aspects that we have in XP Trading, we have XP Harvest Center. And we'll take a harvest center into a village, which what that does is shows them how to dry their corn. Now, you think of those of you that can remember Vietnam and remember the pictures and the moisture levels that you saw and the humidity. Now, try and think of drying your corn after you harvest it in weather like that. And you lay it out on tarps, and yes, there's a hot sun, but it's humid. And then the rodents eat it. And then it rots because of the moisture, and the insects come. And then you have really rich neighbors like Vietnam and Thailand. And what they'll do is nicely drive the prices of corn down to nothing while your harvest season is in place. and wait until it takes time for your corn to rot before the prices go back up. Or you can sell it to them at these really depressed prices, and then they'll sell you the feed back at really increased prices. So it just keeps them in a state of poverty. So where we've gone and shown them how to dry their corn and then store it, they can actually wait that out, or they can dry it and sell dried corn at a higher price with greater value. And we've taken some of those incomes of $600 and we've taken them up to $2,000 a year up in one province, Sinquan province, which I love working in Sinquan. It's the most bomb province anywhere in the world. And we did it. And there's still holes in the ground everywhere you look. And they still have many children who die every year because they find bombs that are still in the ground, because they have 70 million of them still buried. And yet we're able to help those people. The other part is that region, even though Christianity is legal in Laos, and you can believe whatever you want to believe, in many cases, it kind of depended on the region. But in that region, everything to them is spiritual. So when we go in and we help a harvest center and it grows and it becomes prosperous, the other people look at it and they go, wow, the gods must like you, or the spirits must like you. And recently up in Sinquan province, we had a village leader from one village come to one where we had a harvest center. And he said, hey, can you help us? And he said, what do you need? And he goes, well, I'm head of this village and we have a demon, which they're real and they're there. And if you believe in angels, you better believe in demons. And they're really real over there because they're more spiritual than we are. They're not so smart that they de-spiritualize God with their intellect. So they said, well, we don't have any problems with any demons because we have Jesus Christ. And he's God, and he's more powerful than any demon, so we don't have any problems. And that's all he told him. He didn't sit there and give him the gospel, didn't do the whole witnessing thing. He just told him that. The man went back, and he told the village people, he goes, we have two choices. He goes, we can either hire a shaman to keep this demon at bay, or we can all become Christians. And they voted to become Christians. But then they didn't know what to do. But they take it dead serious. So they went back, and they said, we accepted your God. Now, how do we work with him? How do we serve this God? And he goes, well, you need to we'll get you some Lao Bibles. You need to start discipleship classes and you need to have a church start up in your area. And they did that. And so now there's a church in that village. And then their village is doing better. And then the local officials that govern the province of Sinquan, that once was very dark, they now look and they go, because we're very open about being a Christian company. The owner or the president of my company, the president of XP Trading. XP stands for Saipan, and I can't say his last name. But he'll actually be here next month. And Saipan, his grandfather used to be the basically the witch doctor. And he would tell you that he could reach into people's bodies and pull parts out. He could tell you where you were sick. He could kill you or heal you. He had been shot. He had been stabbed. And he goes, but the demons always protected him. He goes, I still do these things today, but now I do them in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Saipan chose not to follow in the demonic footsteps. And one day the Lord appeared to him in a vision. He goes, you need to go to Vientiane because there's a God more powerful than the God you serve. And his name's Jesus. And he went there to ask how to find him. And they sent him to the building with the Red Cross. And Saipan became a Christian and his whole life changed. And he's changed the life of so many other people. And he's why I'm there.
Well, I want to talk more about some of your experiences while you're over in Southeast Asia, the differences in the culture and the great needs that you see in that culture as well. So we'll be right back with Roger Dunn. Again, he is the marketing manager for XP Trading.